All right. Well, welcome back to another edition of the Late to Grind podcast. This is the podcast where I interview the men and women from across the country that own coffee shops. And today I have an owner of a coffee shop from Solon, Ohio, Saivar Thordarson, who owns Heritage Coffee. Saivar, thanks for being on the Late to Grind podcast.
That is my absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So like typical small business owners, Saivar is traveling to a meeting and took some time during his drive to join us to tell us a little bit more about his coffee shop ownership journey for the Late to Grind listeners. So Saivar, I know your time is important, so let's get right into it. Tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah. So again, my name is Saivar. I do own Heritage Coffee here in Solon, Ohio. I was born in Iceland, and kind of the name Heritage came from that, and was a lot around coffee a lot growing up, just being at my grandparents' house and whatnot. And then I did move to the U.S. when I was 11 years old, not speaking the language. And so the journey has taken me from different countries into different communities, and here we are now.
So you've been a successful man in life and in the corporate world. What made you go down the path to open up a coffee shop?
So going back to kind of the heritage, right? Growing up, I would go visit my grandparents, and inevitably somebody from the neighborhood would come by. And at least back then, growing up in Iceland, we didn't really knock the door. So you just hear somebody knocking, they would walk in, and it was friends of the families. The first thing that would ever happen was a pot of coffee would get turned on and some pastries would get brought out. And the next thing you know, people are standing around or sitting around the table, enjoying coffee and pastries and just catching up and kind of just building those relationships. And that's really some of the core memories that brought me to wanting to open up a coffee shop and kind of bring that to the world that we are in today.
And you decided to do this unplanned, though, during COVID. What kind of obstacles did that raise for you?
So, you know, I guess maybe fortunately for me, you know, I think you can't be knowledgeable enough before going into an adventure like this. So for years prior to opening, I would say between 3 and 5 years, we were visiting coffee shops and taking notes of saying, what are some of the things we absolutely love about these places? And what are some of the things that we don't want to repeat ourselves? And when the time came to open up, nobody even knew what COVID was. We were supposed to open up in July of 2020. And then things kind of changed, right? And COVID became a thing. And the beauty of it was we hadn't started with our build out. We just signed some letters of intent. And as we got to know what COVID was, we were able to pivot our plans to make sure that there are no fabrics in our coffee shops, make sure there was only hard surfaces so they could be cleaned and sanitized and healthy. We replaced our HVA system with a system that was able to eliminate all germs in the air, including what caused COVID. So we were kind of fortunate, but it certainly added cost we weren't expecting.
Was opening a coffee shop harder than you thought?
So I don't know that it was harder than I expected, because I don't mind working at all, and I don't mind putting the hours in, and I was expecting to have to grind to make this work. But I will say there were things that I just didn't know. This is my first ever business that I've owned. This is the first time that I go on an adventure like this. So I remember two very distinct moments. One was during the build out. So I decided, due to some of the pivoting that we had to do, I had to be my own general contractor. I needed to become licensed and bonded. And so I did that. And there are certain things in a commercial space you have to have a licensed contractor for, electrical, plumbing, and things like that. I just remember at one moment, I had already spent my entire build out budget, and I was standing in a coffee shop, or I should say a vacant building at that point, with the concrete floors torn up, electrical hanging from the walls, and we were maybe halfway done, and we needed at least double the budget than where we were at. And I think those are the moments where I thought, oh my gosh, what have I done? And, you know, those are the times where you have to make sure you have those contingency plans in place and you have those extra finances in place. And the second time that I remember is I got a notice in the mail stating that an employee of mine, or a former employee of mine, I should say, was filing for unemployment. And we hadn't even opened the coffee shop yet. We were actually just about to open in 2 days. The crazy thing at that moment is I realized not only are you a coffee shop owner, you're the HR manager, you are the owner, you hold every single seat in any business, and you may not have done that before. And so it's just so important to have that support system around you to be able to say, hey, I just got this letter. What do I do? How do I move forward from here?
Yeah, it's one throat to choke, so to speak. So that's, I guess, one of the advantages and disadvantages of being a small business owner is you get all the accolades, but then you get all the stresses and all the problems.
Absolutely. And you know what? So I mean, that as far as, you know, if you want to talk about in the corporate world, oh, there's red tape and you got to do so many things to get things accomplished. Okay? When you own the business yourself, when you're a business owner, you can do whatever you want, really. You know, obviously you got to make sure that it's the right decision for you and your business to be successful. And so I wouldn't give it up for anything. I have absolutely no regrets, but there's definitely those moments, you have to think about, wow, what do I do when there's a lot of fraud going out there, or if there's a inaccurate claim, and you have to know what to do. You got to call the unemployment offices. You got to do the right things. And you may be doing that as there's electrical and plumbing exposed in your place and you're trying to get things going.
No doubt. So what kept you going? You had to double your budget. You're standing in an unfinished space. You have a vision and dream, but how did you push through? What kept you going?
You know what? I have to say my family is absolutely what kept me going. I have an extremely supportive spouse, and there's days where I just thought, wow, what has happened? And she would go, you know what? The kids are going to, and I are going to come over. We're going to order some pizza. Let's just not talk about it for a minute and enjoy some time together. There was times where my three kids were outside the coffee shop. They were drawing with chalk on the sidewalk, and my wife and I were talking about anything and everything that wasn't building on a coffee shop, just to kind of get our minds off of it. And then her going, you know, I believe in you. Nothing's going to stop you. This is your passion. This is your dream. Let's just figure out how we're going to get through it. And having that support team is the absolute key to it. I would not be where I am without that.
Well, that's a nice lead into the next question, which was, what type of person was the most helpful during the process?
Yeah, definitely. You have to have a very, very strong, close-knit support process or support person or people, I should say. So for me, it was definitely my wife. Those days that I came home and I probably looked like there was no soul left in my body, and my eyes were probably clear, and her just kind of going, hey, things are going to be okay. Is there anything I can get for you? Or do you just need a little time on your own? And that understanding is kind of all you need. Or maybe just coming home and someone just giving you a hug, not even saying anything, and just realizing this is what you need at this moment. And you don't need a lecture. You don't need me to be worried. We got you. You know that, and along with the fact that you have to know your area, your community. I went to different events, and everybody was telling me how excited they were about us coming to the community. They were giving us feedback on some of the products they wanted to see, and it's all those things that just said, during these tough times, this is all going to be worth it in the end.
That's awesome. Was there any aspect of this process of getting the business open that was easier than you thought? Something that surprised you?
Oh, easier. I don't know. I'm not sure if any of it was easy. I can tell you this much. It was very difficult to find the right individuals to be on your leadership team to kind of hand over the reins. But what I will tell you this, when you do find that perfect match, and you do find that team that you would trust with your life, running a business does seem like it was easier than I might have expected. And let me just say, perhaps that with, it was very difficult to get there. It was difficult to kind of build a relationship with somebody that you maybe have 30 minutes to interview and you have to do that with. But once you are there and you find that person that complements you and your business perfectly, it does become much easier to run the business than maybe I would have thought.
It's all about the people, right?
It really is. Definitely.
Yeah. So coffee's always changing. There's new drinks, there's new trends, there's new concepts. How do you keep up with it all?
Yeah, you know what? There's coffee associations that I am a part of, and I make sure I'm keeping up with the literature, the newsletters, the conferences, and at the same time, as crazy as it kind of might sound, social media. What are people hyping up? What are things that are trending currently? And make sure you are ready to pivot and make and not and don't copy what everybody else is doing. But take the concept, the idea that's happening currently, and make sure that it fits into your business plan and kind of your business, and go with it, and kind of enjoy the ride. And then also remember, kind of, history repeats itself. So things from previous years, or even things that aren't popular now, but maybe they were popular 5 years ago, what made it go away? And is there maybe a time for a comeback? And kind of revisit those things and bring them back. And that's kind of what we have done, and we've enjoyed that.
So there's a lot of places to get a cup of coffee, and I'm thinking to your location. There's a Dunkin' Donuts at the end of the street. There's a Starbucks. Actually, there's two Starbucks around the corner. How do you compete with those other brands, or do you even compete with them? Is it a totally different client?
Yeah, that's actually a really great question, because in the beginning I thought I was competing with those. I thought I had to keep my prices in comparison to theirs. I thought I had to have hours like they did. I thought I had to have the same products, and that's actually not correct. At least in my situation, Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts, they are not going to design their cafes to be, well, I should say, in most situations, they're going to be focusing on how to get people in and out of here as quick as possible and make the most profit, right? Where what we're saying is, we want to have the community here to support us, and we want to be involved with our community. And so we set up tables and comfortable chairs and fireplaces. And so our business plan is just different. We don't have a drive-through. We're not going to rush through your coffee. We're going to make sure you have a great environment. We're going to make sure we're playing some great music, and we want you to hang around with us. We want you to come back for different events that we're hosting. And so I had to realize that these are not my competitors. These are not people that I just have to model myself after. You're not going after the same clientele.
What's the oddest thing that's ever happened at your coffee shop?
There's been some interesting things, some probably that I shouldn't even mention, but I do remember I coming into the coffee shop one like Saturday later afternoon, and there was an individual on our couches, and shoes were off, socks were off, and feet up in the air, kind of hanging over the armrest of it, and reading a book and drinking the coffee. And I had such mixed feelings about it. I thought, wow, you really just have your toes out there, huh? And I thought that's probably not something I would necessarily do, and I'm not sure how the other customers felt about it. But at the same time, I had to remind myself, this person feels so comfortable in this space that we have created, that they have truly made themselves at home, and feel very comfortable doing this here. So, as odd as it was, I was kind of honored that they would do it, but at the same time, kind of thought, yeah, probably shoes are okay to have on.
It's almost too comfortable, right?
So maybe almost too comfortable. Yeah, exactly.
Where do you see yourself in the coffee shop in the next 3 to 5 years?
We definitely want to see some expansion. I would love to see an additional location, and I would definitely want to do a much larger online presence where we're doing, where we're selling our products, as far as at least beans and some of the other things, and shipping them worldwide for sure. So growth in online sales with shipments, and I would absolutely love to see a second location. And that doesn't necessarily mean that I am the sole owner of the second location, potentially even looking into some form of a franchise opportunity, or going into business with another individual, just the way that things are working.
That's awesome. Just a couple more questions, Saibar. What do
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
wish your younger self knew as you were getting started on this?
Wow. So the younger version of me, I wish what I would have known is, if the people that are coming in and they're expecting maybe free products from you, those are not positive influences for you or your business. If you have a true supporter who wants to be there for you and wants to see you succeed. They will never ask for a discount. They will never ask for a free product. They're going to happily come in and they're going to pay for things. And you should not obligate to give things away. And that's something that took me quite a while to kind of realize and understand. And be humble. Just because you just open up a brand new place and everybody's hyping it up, don't forget that you need your community, you need your customers, your clients. You're there to provide a solution to a service or a problem. And if you think you're ever above that, you're probably going to be in for a rude awakening.
And I guess the last question is going to be, how do people connect with you and learn more about the coffee shop?
Yeah, so definitely, we're on social media. We have an Instagram page, Heritage Coffee Solon. We're on Facebook. We're on LinkedIn. You can email me, call me. I would love to talk about it. As a matter of fact, I'm heading right now to a place where hopefully we're going to be able to host a few events with them. And if you want to talk coffee or even just small business, whether it's a different industry or not, I'm all here. Reach out to me via social media, email, or call.
And I will put all the links to those in the show notes page.
Yes.
So if you are a regular listener of mine to the Late to Grid podcast, thanks for sticking in there. This is a little bit of an April Fool's spoof episode, but there's no joke when it comes to Heritage Coffee, the awesome ambiance at the coffee shop. I regularly will schedule meetings there with people, and then it's a great place to get work done. So let's shift gears real quickly, Saivar, and just let the listeners know, you've been on the podcast before. Yeah, you talked in detail about sponsorships, but you're doing something cool right now. You are headed down to meet with Brandon Adkins, a mutual friend between you and me. He owns Adkins Speed Center, and we met him back when we first started karting. Oh my gosh, I hate to say this, probably 15, 18 years ago. So it's actually kind of cool to be talking to you as you're traveling down to see him.
Yeah, absolutely. Another business owner who, wants to be out there, wants to support the community, is a great individual to know and be around. And, is going to be supporting others and helping out. And so I'm really excited to go down here. And like I said earlier, they host different events, and maybe there's some opportunities between Heritage and them, or if nothing else, the reason I'm even heading out is he saw that I was at a different place karting, and he goes, "Hey, why don't you go check out our place and let's see what we can work out." And I'm really excited to go down there and check some things out.
That's cool. Yeah. My daughter raced there. We raced there two or three times. Neat facility with a lot of history. And I'll remind listeners that Heritage Coffee has partnered with Hopping Frog to create Radar Racing Oversteer. It's a great blend of both of your products, the beer and then your coffee. And we really appreciate the support that you've given Radar Racing throughout the racing season. And you've gotten involved with other motorsports events and car events in Cleveland. So I know I speak for the car community when I say thanks for everything you do to get us caffeinated when we're hanging out with cars.
Yeah, that's my pleasure. I started my day at Valley Vibes, and I saw some really cool cars there this morning. We were down in the valley at 7 a.m., met awesome people that are, had the same interest. I'm going to be looking at this go-kart today, and I was just talking about insurance due to a different avenue of mine today as well, talking about how do we kind of get out there more? How do we support drivers more there? And how do we make sure we're protecting everybody's equipment? So when we're talking about sporting events or cars in general, really anything with a motor with me, it's going to be easier to get me passionate about it and talking about it. And I absolutely love the sponsorship with the race team. And I'm looking so forward to all the races this year and being there.
Yeah, well, thanks again for being on the Late to Grind, the actual Late to Grid podcast, Saivar.
Absolutely. That's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed our April Fool's edition of the Late to Grid podcast. I truly did want to have Saivar on to share his business journey. He's been a great friend of the sport, a great friend to me, a great friend to the Radar Racing program. So it was good to have him on and tell the folks a little bit more about his business. If you are in the Cleveland, Ohio area, I highly encourage you to check out Heritage Coffee in Solon. It is a great coffee shop, good food, great coffee, good place to hang out with friends or just set up the laptop and get some work done. Okay, the first 10 people that get to Atomic Auto Sports in Wickliffe, Ohio will get a free cup of coffee from Heritage Coffee. That's right. Just stop in during business hours. Tell Brian at Atomic Auto Sports, hey, I heard the Late to Grind podcast and I want a cup of coffee. So the first 10 folks that swing by will get you a cup of coffee. April 20th at Nelson Ledges Road Course, there's going to be the Day of Motorsports. It's a great day that focuses in on everything that happens in the SCCA in Northern Ohio. I would say if you're anywhere 2 hours within Garrettsville, Ohio, it's worth the drive. Coffee and donuts in the morning, Subway sandwiches at lunch, vendors set up to talk about all the stuff that they can do to help you with your on-track activities. There's going to be sessions as well where folks are going to be talking about getting ready for events, tires, brakes. Plus, the day ends with a Track Night in America event, which is a track day. The Day of Motorsports is a free event, but you do need to register so we have a good head count. Check the show notes for details. Don't be late to grid.